In an attempt to retake the Senate, Democrats are pushing to win votes, including in red states like Alaska. Outside groups are flooding the state with money in support of Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and his Democratic-backed independent challenger, Dr. Al Gross. And that's where we turn for this week's Here and Now Senate Tracker, looking at Senate races nationwide. Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Media. Liz, welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
Liz, let's look at the candidates, starting with Dan Sullivan, who posted this video online recently.
Hey, Alaska. In 2014, with the support of so many of you, we won a U.S. Senate seat. National Democrats are still mad about that and want to flip our state and the Senate blue. We cannot allow that to happen. You know what their agenda is: anti-resource development and anti-oil and gas development in our state, anti-Second Amendment, anti-military.
They will. So we hear him making a lot of claims there about Democrats and trying to tie his opponent to Democrats nationally. What has Sullivan's record been like, and what is he running on?
He has been mostly a party line voter in the Senate. Like a lot of Republicans, he's mostly avoided criticizing President Trump. And, you know, where Alaska's other senator, Lisa Murkowski, is well known for, you know, at least sometimes bucking her party, Sullivan is just, he's not that. One of the things that serves him well is his military experience. He's still a colonel in the Marine Reserves. And he's known for taking every opportunity on the Armed Services Committee to talk up Alaska's strategic importance and the need to build up military assets in Alaska. Alaska is a big military state with a lot of veterans, so it plays pretty well up there.
Let's take a look at Sullivan's opponent, Dr. Al Gross, an independent former orthopedic surgeon. Here's a recent ad.
I left my practice because it wasn't right how insurance companies ripped off Alaskans. I went to study public health policy instead. We can jumpstart our economy by lowering Alaskan healthcare costs, so more businesses move here.
I approve this message because Dan Sullivan's voted over and over to kill affordable healthcare. We need a new senator.
Okay, so Dr. Gross is referring there to Sullivan's votes against the Affordable Care Act. Senator Sullivan has said he wants a replacement that also protects coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. But what more can you tell us about Dr. Gross? Because he's actually an independent.
Yeah, he's a nonpartisan who won the Democratic nomination. That's an odd deal that the Alaska Democratic Party allows. It doesn't require its candidates to be Democrats themselves. So, yeah, he's a commercial fisherman from Southeast Alaska. He became an orthopedic surgeon, as he said. Then he got a master's in public health. He's a first-time candidate. We hear, I think, two main messages from his campaign. One is that he's a real Alaskan and that he's not a liberal. Gross says he's for oil development in the Arctic Refuge, for the Second Amendment, and his campaign is making a lot out of an incident where he killed a bear in self-defense. That was years ago, but there's an ad with a jingle about that bear that Alaskans, even those who support Gross, they're saying it's stuck in their head and driving them to the brink.
Oh, that's really interesting. There's also been a controversy around a mining project that's been haunting Sullivan's campaign. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this the Pebble Mine. Pebble is a proposed gold mine that would be upstream from Bristol Bay. That's the home of the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery. So this proposed mine is hugely unpopular with a significant segment of Alaska voters. And this fall, an environmental group secretly recorded mine executives bragging that they had Sullivan right where they want him, in a corner, keeping his mouth shut, quiet in a corner. And that's just not a good look for a U.S. senator.
We mentioned that there's been an influx of money coming into this race in recent weeks. What's been happening?
Yeah, I think that early on, Sullivan was thought to have it sewn up, so the big money stayed out. And now that it looks closer, The Gross campaign reported raking in $9.1 million for the third quarter, and that is a huge state record. In just the last few days, the independent expenditure groups are starting to pour money into the race also. Most of it is aimed at unseating the Republican, Sullivan.
What do the polls say right now?
Polls suggest, oddly enough, that it might be close. And, you know, Alaska is said to not be an easy place to poll. So we don't have a lot of polls, and there are a lot of doubters about that. But there have been a few polls, a couple of polls that have shown that it is close.
Liz Ruskin is Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Media. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.